Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Expect normal drive times on the main roads, but be aware of construction on I-135 northbound between 21st and 37th Streets. Expect occasional road and ramp closures. From Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey, Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Friday morning, kicking off the day with a few storms early this morning, but those should clear out by sunrise. Looking at sunny skies this afternoon, a high of 95. Winds from the northwest about 15 to 25, could gust up to 30 at times. Tonight, looking at mostly clear skies, a low of 67 degrees. Saturday, a high of 88 degrees with those sunny skies. Breezy winds from the north will slowly begin to warm up into Sunday, back into the low 90s before even more heat expected heading into next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
It's weird to win a Super Bowl. It's weird to have a couple of, 13-win seasons, and you still aren't sure about Sam Darnold. Like, did they win because of him? Did they win with him? He might be that guy who's got to keep doing it again and again until he's done with his career.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
More people listen to KFH than any other sports radio station in South Central Kansas, including Wichita. This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to have you with us. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. Glad to have you with us on Sports Daily. Jake Balbrock here, Max Power producing. You can call in the show, 869-1240. Royals fans, if you need to vent about last night, we'll do plenty of that throughout the show today. As well as get Jalen Thompson in, look ahead to the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. If you want to discuss what's happening in the world of college sports with all these bills and legislation and senators and all the things, you can do that as well. Try to get you caught up from what was actually a pretty crazy day of nothing yesterday. I don't even know how to describe it. What we saw yesterday, but it comes at the same time. We kind of have these two colliding things that would impact us here in the college sports world. So to the report that we got from Jeff Goodman yesterday, he put this out on X, says another class of 2022, 5-for-5 lawsuits been filed in North Carolina seeking a temporary and permanent injunction, which would allow these players to play this year, which basically, again, says, you know, there were 5 years. They basically would fit the profile of the new rule, but it didn't get implemented until after they graduated. Okay, so essentially, you have not used your 5 years of eligibility in 5 years, right, since you've become a college player. And we knew this was going to be a problem, and I get it, and I understand the problem. Basically, any players that came in as freshmen played and then played 4 years of college athletics. We'll take basketball as this example because I think most of these in this lawsuit are all basketball players. So we'll take that and think about a guy like Kenyon Giles, who Goodman is reporting is in there. 2 years at Radford, a year at UNC Greensboro, and a year at Wichita State. Entered college in the class of 2022, finished in 2026. Under the new rule, he would have another year of eligibility this year. He'd be a whatever we end up calling true fifth-year players just in their 5th years. And because they had to start the timer somewhere, a guy like Giles just like, and listen, a guy like Giles would have the ability to make a lot of money. Now, this may be too late for him to, you know, if he went in, let's call it the transfer portal right away, and everybody knew he had a year and all these things, he would have made a lot of money, a lot of money. I don't know what kind of money's still out there this late in the game, but it would be something. So I totally get this one. And while you have to start the clock somewhere, because you do, it doesn't, it'd be a tough pill to swallow. Put yourself in these guys' shoes. You haven't done anything. You went into college 4 years ago, you played 4 years, you graduate, and then the year you're leaving, they say, oh, now we're going to give you a fifth year. All the while, guys are getting millions of dollars in NIL opportunities. To just sit there and be like, that's not, I mean, that's bad timing. That's really costly bad timing for a guy like Kenyon Giles. So this lawsuit, they want to try to get a year of eligibility out of this, basically. I get it. It makes me, you know, we knew this. We brought this up when this rule got put in place. What happens to those players? I can tell you that Wichita State knew this was going to be a thing. This has been on their minds. I've talked to people around and within the program that have that months and months and months ago acknowledged this is on the radar, not just for them, but for coaching staffs all across the country. We have to keep this in mind when we're out recruiting. What if these guys find another year, right? Emmanuel Okorafor is also on that list for Wichita State. You're talking about two of the more important players for the Shockers last year. Leading scorer, a big that's pretty irreplaceable, hard to find. So you have this out there now, and it makes you wonder and think, like, honestly, they have a good case. Like, if there's not a law, basically, which we're not going to get at this point, saying the NCAA can do whatever it wants on eligibility, I would imagine they have a really strong case with this. And it makes me wonder, too, why the NCAA, like hindsight, of course, because while we understood this was going to be a problem, didn't really know what you could do about it, because there's always going to be somebody who didn't get the benefit of this. Like, if they gave it back to the class Giles is in, well, then the class of 2021 guys who fit that, be like, well, then I should have another year of eligibility. Class of 2020 guys who only played 4 years, well, then I should have another year of eligibility. I get that. So I think at some point you would exhaust the player pool, right? Guys, teams wouldn't be interested in going back and grabbing those players. But if you don't start a timer, what about that guy who's, you know, 31 years old, not good enough to play in the NBA anymore, but absolutely would become one of the better college basketball players when there's millions of dollars on the line? They would. We've seen it pretty much. So you had to start it somewhere, but it really does suck, especially for that class of 2022. I don't know where this goes. I really don't. I think they've got a pretty good case here. But this is one of many reasons we need this legislation to come through and allow college athletics and the NCAA or whoever, whatever it is, to actually come up with some guidelines that they can enforce without it being challenged all the time. The way I lay that case out to you, how do you think that should go? Is it fair to this group of players? There's a bunch of them on the list, Jeff Goodman tweeted out yesterday, a bunch of them. You know, Giles Okorafor are on there and Jaden Dawson from Kansas. We already know Melvin Council is challenging his eligibility at KU, and it appears that they're behind it. Like, not behind it. They're supportive of it, I should say. Correct the way I say that. Because he thinks his junior college years shouldn't be counted against his eligibility. So you have a case. That one's even more crazy and complicated with everything. So this is the world we live in, and I do think people are tired of this stuff. They're tired of eligibility questions. They're tired of the transfer portal. The things that are being fought about in Washington, people don't really care about. They just don't. They're not trying to take care of the most important things. We're stuck working on the things that don't matter nearly as much to people. I don't like that becomes the problem. We've got the decision makers of college athletics who can see this stuff all firsthand fighting with congressional leaders about associated entity language in the Protect College Sports Act. Again, I love this analogy. I use it a lot in business. Your house is on fire, but you're trying to build a pool in the backyard. Like, take care of the problem that's right at hand before you get into the other things. If this sweeping legislation can't solve the house on fire, then do something that solves the house on fire. Then go worry about all this other stuff. The house on fire is eligibility. The house on fire is endless transfer portal transactions. That's the house on fire for college athletics right now. It's making it unaffordable for a lot of institutions and schools. It's making difficult decisions that nobody likes an inevitability. And it makes fans not as interested. They're tired of it. Ted Cruz tweeted yesterday, he's one of the co-authors of this bipartisan legislation, "There's confusion about how the cap and associated entity language work," he says. "Let him clear it up. The cap is a hard cap, full stop. The loophole is closed. Once a school hits the cap, a player can still do NIL deals on the open market if the deal is genuinely commercial and the school's not directing it." That's the line. He says some commissioners want more to bar any company doing business with a school from signing that school's players, so that a quarterback couldn't sign with Nike because Nike has a separate contract with the university. Cruz says that's not protecting a cap. That's blocking a kid from selling his own name. He says every pro league works this way. If the team doesn't direct it, the player earns it. What is the objection? He's saying there's not a loophole. So you've got conferences saying and trying to push through, according to Ted Cruz, rules that would say, nah, man, if they're giving us money, they can't also give the players money. Now, why would they do that? Why would a school do that? Think about it. Because they're afraid they'll get less money from said endorser. If you're Duke and Nike wants to give Zion Williamson a bag of money, are they less inclined to give as much money to the program and the school as a whole? That's what they're afraid of. It is amazing to me that we've done all of this work and change over the last 6 or 7 years in NIL and schools constantly trying to be supportive, some schools, and at the end of the day, we get to this thing in this linchpin, is that the schools don't want to share NIL money? I mean, you got to give me a break on this. Like, we can't go back. It's like we've fallen back into the college stone ages. Why on earth would a school care about the private NIL deals being given to players? Imagine pro sports. And that was a great analogy by the senator. Imagine pro sports doing that. Imagine the Chiefs coming and saying, oh, man, Patrick Mahomes, we're sorry, man. You can't do a Coors Light deal. We sell Coors Light in the stadium, and they endorse us. They can also endorse you. I mean, could you imagine that? No chance, right? Patrick Mahomes can do whatever he wants. Can he wear a Chiefs jersey in a Coors Light ad? No. The Chiefs own that jersey. Great. If a player wants to do an endorsement deal with an apparel company, then yeah, they can't also, you know, take the benefit of being a player at Kansas. You have your own deal. He'll be in street clothes in that Nike commercial, probably wearing the Nike shoes they would like kids to buy. it's if this legislation gets torched because these conferences and these schools don't want to share that money, it like we will have made no progress. All this insanity the last few years. It's like you just light a match. If the reason this doesn't pass is because now we've got schools and leagues trying to go back to limiting the earning power of players, that can't be what we're back to now. That's never what's said out loud by any coaches or administrators or universities. They're fully supportive of their players earning and being compensated and being taken care of. And we're going to tell you this. Why? So that they can recruit these players. But then we turn around, we have legislation in front of us that solves a lot of the actual house on fire issues of the sport. And it's being held up by some league commissioners who are trying to protect their ability to earn the most money, which I get. That's what they're paid to do. But you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision on what you want. The threats of we'll break away and do our own thing, I don't know that anybody's buying that. Go for it. You've got some coaches across the country saying, good luck. Don't let the door hit you in the you know what on the way out. Have fun trying it. It's not going to work. I'm not surprised that this is having such a hard time. This is what Tommy Tuberville was talking about when he put a much simpler bill forward that simply solves enforcement issues for the NCAA and the transfer portal. And it enforces and codifies, I think, the 5-5, again, eligibility stuff. That's why I put that out there. I don't know that we're ever going to get the cohesion we need with so many different interests on a wide sweeping piece of legislation like this. I don't know. The softer deadlines have passed. We saw the president put some public pressure back on, which could probably give some procedural rope to the Senate to get this to a vote, but it can't get it to a vote if these colleges aren't even willing to vote on it. We didn't get votes in some of these leagues. It's crazy. It's crazy. If that's the holdup, that's a silly thing to be held up on. Let players take endorsement deals. Again, there's language in there that says it has to be for actual, like, commercial value, business value, not shady bag under the table. Like, kid wants to be in a car commercial. It's fine. It doesn't count against the cap. The schools can still do what they want to do against the cap and reach them. What do the schools want here? What do these commissioners want? Well, yeah, they'd like to have a lower cap number so they don't have to spend as much and then tell the kids they can't go out and also earn on the open market. It all has to go through the school so they can control it. You don't think they... Why is Major League Baseball about to have a likely lockout over a salary cap? You think the ownership doesn't want to be able to spend the most money they can spend? They'd love to say, oh man, sorry, we just can't spend that much. We got a salary cap. That's as much as we can spend. Of course they'd want that. Does this have to get to the messier point of collective bargaining in college? You think that's going to be easy? There's, what, 200 schools out there? How do you even define who's in and who's out? My goodness. Like, why can't we just have nice things? Just fix the transfer portal. Fix the transfer portal. Nobody cares about anything else. You fix the transfer portal, you won't have any problem selling tickets. You guys can get in a room and bicker over TV contracts and expansion and all that other stuff all you want. Just fix the transfer portal. That's what the fans want. It's what coaches want. Just let me, you know, fall in love with players again that aren't just leaving immediately. That's all anybody's really asking for. Let this other stuff happen somewhere else, man. Like, it's one of the rare times it doesn't appear like we should be blaming Congress for a logjam to get through legislation. And by the way, you're senators and congresspeople. Since when do you need the permission of anybody to pass good legislation? You don't need permission from these schools. You can take their advice. Yeah, you're representing a lot of them, but you're also representing their constituents. You're representing their fans, the people that go to these schools, the people that support these schools. What do you think they want? Don't be held hostage by university presidents to do the right thing, to do things that are the best for the players. Don't do that. I'm a little bothered by that too. Why do they need the Big Ten presidents to vote? Who cares? If it's the right legislation, it's the right legislation. Yeah. Things are both. Blame all around. Ensues. In Washington. Jacob Albrock here on Sports Daily. Your thoughts. Welcome here. You can send us video comments, Facebook, YouTube, X. We'll come back. The wrong side of history for the Royals. My goodness, what an excruciating loss. One bad enough that changes could be made? We'll discuss that on the other side. It's Sports Daily on a Friday, TGIF. Don't go away.
If you bleed purple, this is your station. 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Kansas Fan Headquarters, brings you K-State insider Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com every Thursday morning on Sports Daily. Basketball, football, everything Wildcats. Thursdays on KFH, Wichita's most listened to sports radio. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.